Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Travers Day at Saratoga, Saturday, August the 22nd. Tom Leach here, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. And we're going to take a look at the All Stakes Pick 4 that starts in the 10th race. There is also one that starts in the 11th and ends with the final race, correct, Jim?
Yes, that's correct.
So we're going to do the All Stakes Pick 4, which starts in race 10, the H. Allen Jerkins Memorial. Seven furlongs. Three of these races are seven furlongs. This one's for three-year-olds only. And I thought this one was the most wide open in the sequence. Where did you land?
Oh, I thought so, too. In my first run through, I narrowed it down to five horses. And then I tried to cut one of them out, and I thought, okay, which one am I going to cut out? And I cut out Chancellor McPatrick. Well, he just won a race at Saratoga last time out, stretching out to a mile and an eighth. And I do think he is not a very likely winner here. So I'm either going to use four horses or I'm going to go all. So for the ticket I'm giving out, I'm going to use four horses and call it a $40 ticket when I get through. But if you want to go all here, I couldn't blame you, because you'd get Chancellor McPatrick and the three outside horses that I'm not using. So I went with Patch Adams here as the more likely winner. I thought the Woody Stevens was an incredibly impressive race on a muddy track, and he's gotten better on the sloppy and muddy tracks the last two times out. So you wonder if maybe that's helped him. But he had a 98 buyer in his maiden special weight breaker in Churchill back in November 24. So as a two-year-old, he ran a 98 buyer. So Patch Adams is fast, and he's inside. Luis Saez rides him back, and I think he is a legitimate favorite here. Don't think he's anywhere close to a single. I'm going to use the 2, the 3, and the 5. Verifier, the other Brad Cox horse, has gotten better very quickly. He ran Pimlico I guess that would have been either Preakness Day or Black Eyed Susan Day. We got a 91 buyer. So he won his debut by 6. He won his second race by 6. And then he comes back and wins the Maxfield at Churchill at 7 furlongs by 2 3/4 and beats Smokin' Wicked and Captain Cook in that race. So I think Verifier is a real threat in here. I'm going to toss Chancellor McPatrick. I'm going to use Barnes for Baffert. Tried him at the Santa Anita Derby. I think this horse is a 7-furlong sprinter, and he's a very good 7-furlong sprinter, and he ought to come back to form here. And then Midland Money, the other Baffert horse, got 100 buyer in his debut at Saratoga after being off for over a year. So all he's got to do is move forward a little bit off that. So I'm going to use the 1, 2, 3, 5. Patch Adams on top, and there's a very good chance that I'll play a Brad Cox exacta box with a 1 and a 5.
I got a little bit outside the box with my win pick here, and it's Smokin' Wicked. I was just so impressed by that race last time in the Amsterdam there on that track. Just a very powerful performance. The horse got a 101 buyer, and maybe for a three-year-old, that was maybe a breakthrough. And if he can get back to that, run something similar to that kind of effort, or even improve on it, I think he could be pretty salty in here. I'm going to go 6 deep. I'm going to go against the Jim Goodman axiom of, if you're going to take over half the field, you should take them all, which I should, but I'm going to stop at 6. But I'm going to take Smokin' Wicked for a bit of an upset. I think Patch Adams is probably the most likely winner of the rest of them. So I got him next. Barnes and Midland Money, the same two Bafferts that you used, I'm using. Verifier I have on my list. It is a class test for him, but he's gotten good. And then I'm going to throw in Captain Cook just on the angle of moving to Pletcher and cutting back in distance. I'm going to throw that one on there just mainly because I'm going to single Sovereignty, so I've got the luxury of going deeper. I'm against Chancellor McPatrick, against Madicat Money. I think they're both, you know, nice horses. I just don't think they're as good as the best ones in here is what the opinion I come down to is. So Smokin' Wicked for a little bit of an upset for me in the Jerkins. Race 11, the Grade 1 Ballerina. Fillies and Mares 3 and up at 7 furlongs. I went back and forth here. I ended up finally taking Scylla. The race last time, she was going against a real strong rail bias that developed late in that card. So Helena's Forte, I think, benefited greatly from it, and Scylla was against it. And she's just played such a tough schedule that I have to think she's going to break through and win one of these. And maybe this is it, because it's not as strong as some of the fields that she has faced in the last, 6-7 races she's run. My Main Squeeze comes off a big effort in a restricted stake at Saratoga at the end of July. 100 buyer. Maybe that was a breakout for her, so she could be really dangerous in here, and really good record at 7 furlongs. Hope Road, it's Baffert, but this horse flopped at odds on last out, so I'm a little leery of that one, but got to put it on the ticket. And then I'm also going to use Mystic Lake for a price. If this horse could run back to that effort in the Grade 2 inside information back in the winter at Gulfstream, that would stack up really well here. So in a race where I don't have a strong opinion, I'm going to put that one on my ticket too and go 4 deep. How'd you see the Ballerina?
I'm going 4 deep, not the same 4. Scylla, I think, is the logical favorite. I'm just going to draw a line through that last race at Saratoga. You're right, there was an inside bias. Also a sloppy track, and I don't think she cared for the track. Just never got going. She went off at 6-5 there. I think she's a much better filly or mare than Helena's Forte, so I'm going to use her on top. My exacta box here is a horse that you didn't mention. I like Zeitlos a lot in here. I think Asmussen took her to the turf last time out just to get a race in her, if I had to guess, because she hasn't shown a lot of turf ability in her 3 starts. And she ran a 97 buyer in the Caress and almost won it. Got beat by Future Is Now, who came right back and won. And Future Is Now is a very, very impressive mare. And so I think with the turf to dirt angle, maybe, Asmussen is 18%. That's pretty good. And, you know, I think that's a great tune-up for this race. 5.5 furlongs on the turf for a 7-furlong race. And last time he did this, he came back, he ran the Caress last July and came back and won the Open Mind at Churchill the next time out at 6.5 furlongs. So I like Zeitlos a lot in here, and I'm going to box Zeitlos and Scylla. I'm going to use my main squeeze for the reason that you mentioned, that 6.25 length win in the Johnstone at Saratoga at 7 furlongs last time. That was very impressive. And then Hope Road for Baffert. If she runs back to the distaff at Churchill with a 104 buyer instead of the Winning Colors with an 86 buyer, she's going to be very tough to handle in here. So I'm going to go 4 deep with a 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, I think you're going to talk me into Zeitlos. I'm going to add her to the ticket as well, go 5 deep in here. I think you make a good case. And the main thing is it, you know, doesn't cost me much more to do it because I'm going to single Sovereignty here in a couple minutes. So I'll add Zeitlos onto my ticket as well. Let's go to the Grade 1 Forgo, 7 furlongs, 4-year-olds and up. Bookham Dano, I think, is going to be a big favorite in here. Can you beat him?
Well, if I didn't have, I thought about singling him and just taking some other horses against Sovereignty, but I looked at the 2 races and I thought Sovereignty is much more the likely winner. So I think Bookham Dano loves Saratoga. He's just a class horse, and he's on top of his game right now. The Vanderbilt with a 111 buyer at 6 furlongs. He stretches out to 7, where he's won 3 out of 6. Looks like he could run all day that day. Paco Lopez fits him like a glove, and you can really pull for Bookham Dano with that ownership group. So Bookham Dano is going to be 8-5 in here, but I went a little deeper. I think Mulliken has a chance. He hasn't beaten him the last 2 times, but Brissette's going to try him again. Pratt's going to ride him back, and he rode him well, had the lead on Bookham Dano, and got run down the stretch in the True North on a sloppy track. In the Vanderbilt, Bookham Dano was just on top of his game. Nobody was going to beat him that day. And Mulliken's consistent enough that he may be able to hang with Bookham Dano. Maybe Bookham Dano throws one of those clunkers in here. He's done that before back in December and March. So I think Mulliken's got a shot at the upset. I'm also going to use Most Wanted on the inside for Brad Cox, 3 straight triple-digit buyers, cutting back in distance to 7 furlongs, where he's 1-for-1. So he's going to have the ability to finish at the end. So I think he's going to press the pace, and he'll be staying on at the end. He's not going to fade. And then Bishop's Bay, the other Brad Cox horse, had a 103 buyer in the Westchester at Aqueduct and came back in the Salvatore Mile and won by 5 lengths. Those were both on off tracks, however. So I'm not sure that Bishop's Bay fits here on a fast track, but I'm going to throw him in there just in case Bookham Dano throws a clunker.
I think it's going to be awfully hard to beat Bookham Dano, and I think Mulliken's probably the one that would have the best chance. But I am going to take a swing here at a horse. I'm going to put him on top, but mainly I'm going to put him in an exacta box with Bookham Dano, and it's Doc Sullivan at 20-1. What I like is the big improvement last time in the first start for John Ortiz. Really sharp trainer. And Wine Steward's a nice horse, and he separated from the pack in the stretch and looked like he was going to draw off to win by three or four. And Doc Sullivan ran him down and got him in the shadow of the wire. He's 2 for 4 at 7 furlongs. And if you look at all of his elongated sprints, 7 furlongs or one turn miles, really good record in those races. On the angle that maybe Ortiz has improved this horse, and if he takes another step forward off that last race, he could have a shot. And at a big price, I'm going to put him on the ticket. But I think Bookham Dano and Mullick and one of those two is probably the more likely winner. I think Bookham Dano is pretty likely to be the one. But I'm going to try Doc Sullivan with him as well and go 3 deep on my pick 4. And it's going to single Sovereignty in the Travers, which is the last leg of this all-stakes pick 4. Travers for 3-year-olds at 1.25, grade 1. And Sovereignty's shown more speed in his last 2 races. He just looks too good for this group. I know Magnitude's been very impressive, but he hadn't been beating anything like Sovereignty in those races where he ran away from the pack. So he'd be the one if anybody upsets Sovereignty. But, you know, in this field with just 5 horses, even if he does, I'm not sure you're going to get rewarded enough to justify doubling a pick 4 ticket and taking 2 of them. So I'm just going to single Sovereignty. I think he's going to be clearly the best of this group, and he'll beat them and head on to the Breeders' Cup. How about you?
I couldn't get past Sovereignty. I try to make a case for Magnitude. And, you know, you could, if he runs that buyer, I mean, what a weight buyer in the Risen Star was incredible. He was 43-1 that day. He ran horribly in the Lacombe on a sloppy track, got beat, he finished 6th to a couple horses that didn't make it to the Derby, and then he beats Chunk of Gold and Built that day at 43-1, comes back, wins, as you know, had some problems obviously, and was off from February to July, came back at a 105 buyer, only facing 5 other horses in the Iowa Derby, and none of those would even get a smell here. So I can't imagine Sovereignty getting beat. They do say that Saratoga is the graveyard of favorites. I would think that the more obvious choice to me, if he were to improve, and it's only because of his trainer, is Chad Brown. Strategic Focus couldn't beat Chancellor McPatrick last time out at 1.125, so that kind of threw me off there. You know, we tossed Chancellor McPatrick in the earlier race, and it would be a shock if he stepped up here. Sovereignty would have to stub his toe really badly. So I'm going to single Sovereignty as well and just take my medicine. Hopefully I get a price in the other races.
So what's your pick 4 ticket look like starting in race 10?
I only spent $32. So if you want to double it and go all in the first leg, it would be $64. But I went 1, 2, 3, 5 with 6, 7, 8, 9 with 1, 2, 4, 7 with 4, and that's $32.
I ended up with a $45 ticket when when you talked me into Zylos. That was at 36. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7 with 1, 6, 7, 8, 9 with 1, 4, 11 with 4. And that is a $45 ticket for the all stakes pick 4 at Saratoga. Bunch of stakes up there. You got Torpedo Anna running in a grade 1 earlier in the card. It's the final weekend at Ellis Park. Del Mar is still going. So just a lot of great racing. Best of luck this weekend. Make sure your Keeneland Select account is full while you're watching a little football. You can play the ponies, and we hope you hit something nice, and we'll be back next week to take a look at another edition at a Pick 4 on our In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.